Hey, you're listening to Don't Make Sense. I'm Dr. Vivian Rodriguez, an educational psychologist, blogger, educator, and coach who loves to talk about style, life, creating, and mental health. Okay, so I started this podcast to create a space to talk about style and substance, to talk about the complexities of being a woman who's authentic and thriving. All right, let's get into it. Del Mixon, episode 69. In this episode, we get into talking about the idea of how negative thinking can actually help you achieve your goals, kind of contrary to what we think. And it's so funny, I was going to record this by myself and just do like a solo show. And then as I was going like halfway through it, I was like, this isn't working. It seemed kind of weird and a little preachy. So luckily my sister was available. And so I got her on to record. And so it's a good one. Let's go ahead and get right into it. We have my sister back again. Hey, Lisette.
Hey, Vivian. Hey.
So, yes. So we're going to talk about a topic that I think is kind of interesting because I know everyone, you know, sets goals, you know, or at least they talk about it like they are setting goals. And we're always told to be really positive, to have positive thinking. So I was kind of researching this, and then I had heard an episode from the Happiness Lab podcast, which you recommended to me, Lisette. And they had an episode that talked about that positive thinking isn't all that helpful, actually. And it's more, you know, having some negative thinking might work, might help. So I wanted to talk about that. So did you listen to that episode, or do you recall any of that information from?
Yeah, I do. I don't know if I listened to that specific episode, but from the Science of Well-Being course that the host of the podcast, Professor Lori Santos,
DeSantis,
her name. In the course, she has a section where she talks about this idea of, let me try to find the best way to articulate it. So basically, it's the idea that, people who are able to accomplish their goals have positive thinking, but in addition to having positive thinking, they also find ways to think about, what could get in their way of accomplishing their goals.
Yeah.
And so when they do that, they, what sets them apart from people who say maybe don't, accomplish their goals as often is that, they don't stop there. They, think about ways of, getting around those obstacles.
Right. Yes. Okay. So you remember
it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah, because I thought it was really interesting. And I mean, for me, because I think I get annoyed when people are like, oh, things, it's just going to work out. Just got to be positive. And you're like, but it's not a plan. You know? Yeah. Yes. And then it doesn't work out. Maybe next time. What the heck? Like, it's not, that's not a plan. So I looked into the professor she talked about, and also just found more articles and pieces on this, you know, idea of negative thinking, because I get frustrated when people are like, yeah, cheer up, Charlie, you know, just be hopeful. And, I don't think you can just rely on that. I don't think it's enough. And, you know, I think it's good to visualize what you want, but I think you got to visualize the worst case scenarios and kind of figure out what, you know, the plan would be. So what I was finding, in addition to the Happiness Lab, they also had, I found an article on Psychology Today where they talked about that sometimes too, when you are so positive and it doesn't go the way you wanted it to go, you can become like depressed, disappointed. Oh. Yeah. Because you start going, well, you start to question things like, well, why didn't that happen for me? You know, versus like, well, cause you didn't have a freaking plan. Yes. Yeah. So I'm glad we're talking about it, because I was trying to do a solo show with this, and it's just not the same Me just kind of talking to myself. Okay. So one of the things, you know, that I pulled from it is like, so positive thinking, it's like a bad boyfriend that's, you know, not always good to you. You know, it's let you down before. Right?
That's
right.
Awesome.
It's let you down before. Yeah. So, I mean, have you had situations mm-hmm. where you're like, yeah, I'm going to be super positive and it hasn't gone the way you thought?
Yeah. I mean, I can't think of anything specifically right now. But I mean, no, I feel like, it's like with, you know, dating, like maybe I'll be dating somebody and I'm like, yeah, this is it.
Yeah.
This is going to work out. And then you're like, oh, I know, actually this isn't going to work out. And actually it shouldn't work
yeah,
out.
Yeah, this needs to stop.
Yeah, I need to get out of fantasy land. All right, cool. Done.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean I wrote here like, you know, a situation or a job you really want or like a relationship or a project, and then mm-hmm. you like just be positive, you know, and then it doesn't go the way you thought. And it's like, so I think if you're, I don't know, it's hard though. I think if we don't want to be like too negative where you think everything's going to go to crap, but mm-hmm. I think it's more about, you know, if things unravel, you know, you'll be okay. You know, I have a quick story where when I was trying out, again, this works so much better talking to you, not to myself, but I was trying out for cheerleading. And I guess I seemed really thirsty, like really into doing it. And mom and dad mm-hmm. came to the tryouts because it was like this big thing at the gym in the evening. And me and Valerie, you know, and for the listeners, so Valerie and I were like the only, not only, there were a few Black students at our high school, but just like a handful. And all of us kind of mm-hmm. looked similar too. And I already talked about this before, but anyway. So we had practiced a lot after school, our little routine, and we were ready to go. You know, I think they could tell I was really, you know, hoping it would work out. And right before they said, hey, if you don't get picked, it's okay. Yeah. Cause I think
I don't remember this story.
Oh yeah. I think they were like, she's not going to be okay. He doesn't. Well, cause I didn't even know how to do the splits. I threw myself on the ground. And then just like adrenaline, serious. Anyway,
that's awesome.
Yeah, but they were kind of watching going, yeah, this is not going to go well if it doesn't go the way she expected. So yeah. Anywho, I did get, I got on the team or whatever, but I thought that stood out to me. I remember going, oh, wait a minute. Why are you guys saying that? And I thought they're being negative. You know, they'd be like, yeah, I was doing damage control in the event. This doesn't work out for this chick. So... Yeah. So, okay. So then what I was finding, was, you know, that, Gabrielle Otagen is the one who's the, professor at NYU. And mm-hmm. she started talking about how negative thinking isn't that bad and that it can help you, you know, like you can still have hopes and dreams, but you can ground it in some like kind of more, not negative, but kind of think about the barriers that could arise. Mm-hmm. And she talked about it being like she coined it as mental contrasting. And so so you kind of think about the good and bad, and then you kind of figure out your actions accordingly. And then the podcast, they talked about like Michael Phelps, like kind of, you know, running through scenarios in his head of an Olympic, you know, think, I don't know what his swimming is. I don't know. He had something he was doing and it didn't go the way he mm-hmm. had planned, but he had already like run through those ideas in his head. Anyway, so, and she talked about the idea of called whoop.
Yes. Yeah.
So
yes.
When I heard that, I thought, whoop, there it is.
Oh my God.
You didn't think that? No.
I think there's something that it made me think of, but I can't remember what it was where I was like, oh, that's interesting.
No, I thought, whoop, there it is. Whoop. No.
So, that's amazing.
So
yes.
That's so funny. I thought you'd be like, yeah, I totally thought that. That's right.
I'm sorry. Maybe subconsciously I thought
about that. Okay. Yes. So anyway, so what she talked about then was like the different components. Do you remember any of this stuff? The different parts?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
No, I listened to the audiobook. I guess a couple of months ago.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, it just, you know, it just goes through what they discuss, I believe, in the podcast, and then also what she discussed in the course, that it's like what you're saying, mental contracting, really visualizing the goal, the obstacles that you might face as you try to reach your goal, and what you can do to like I was saying before, like, you know, basically like your problem solving as you're doing like mental contracting.
Right.
Like, okay. I think one example they give is like, if you're say your goal is to climb a mountain, mm-hmm. and so you're like, oh man, it's gonna be amazing to get to the top of, I don't know, like Mount Everest or something. Mm-hmm. You're doing mental contrasting. You're like, oh, okay, shoot, so that's gonna be really hard. Mm-hmm. That's gonna take a long time. Do I have the money for all that equipment?
Yeah.
I think what's cool about it is that it kind of just grounds you in reality. And so then they're like, okay, so they keep playing out that scenario, and you're like, all right, so then you think, well, then maybe I need time to do training if I'm really going to do this. And maybe I need to look into the cost of equipment and the cost of, you know, booking a trip to Mount Everest and da-da-da-da-da. Mm-hmm. So it's not so negative necessarily. Like, it actually, I feel like, gives people agency.
Right. Well, it just makes it practical. So people go, I'm going to go be an actor in Hollywood, you know, and you're like, okay, well, what does that take? You're not like the, you know, Aerosmith video where they, like, she comes off the bus or something. I think it's Aerosmith. And it's like, just got dropped off the bus, Hollywood Boulevard, you know? So I, you know, I liked that. It's like, okay, you can specify and like be specific about what your outcome is going to be. Imagine it, which everyone's heard about that, like visualize. And then, you know, then be specific about the obstacles and then make a plan. Reminds me of just like crisis planning too. Like, you don't hope there's a crisis. You hope that you could just go through your day, or you can do things, you know, at work or whatever, you know. But for me, like, we do, crisis plans. We run, kind of think, what are all the things that could go wrong, and make a plan for it. And then just in case you need it, you know, it's there, sort of thing. So you touched on something that I'm like, you know, that I thought of too, is that it makes you just kind of be honest with yourself. Mm-hmm. Like, is this worth the energy? Is it feasible? And I think it might even make you think about like the timing of what you're trying to do. Is this the time to be doing that? Like, the time in my life to be doing that? Does, you know, do I have the energy and resources to put this in, like, you know, to make it happen? Or I was thinking too, like, it probably makes you think, do I just need to break something down into smaller goals too? You know, so that it might be where I'm going to do this part and see how I do. And it's not some like grand thing. But so I guess you're right. It's not really like the negative, but people would think that's being negative. Like, what are the obstacles? You know, so. And then the other thing they talked about is like that making that plan. And that really kind of stood out to me too, because I was thinking, then you can kind of backwards map and kind of pace yourself or whatever. But, and then I kept still thinking, well, there it is. Because.
By the way.
Yeah. So you remembered quite a bit from this professor.
Yeah. No, I really like the idea. But actually, now that I'm like articulating it and talking about it with you, I'm like, wait a minute, there's a lot of things that I kind of haven't been putting into practice. Oh. Like, I'm, as you know, I'm trying to get my my home painted.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
And like, I guess, like, I've kind of been doing problem solving and trying to, like, break it down into steps and, you know, like, researching a lot of, like, reading a lot of articles on, like, oh, the 10 questions you should be asking, mm-hmm. yeah, your painter or whatever. But I don't think, I mean, then these are just, that's just something I just do intuitively that I kind of sometimes get obsessive and feel like I need to research cool. everything.
But, I mean,
before I start a project.
Yes.
As Vivian laughs.
Well, a little bit, but I mean, I wouldn't say obsessive. You're thorough in your formulation of your plan.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And yeah. So I probably would have benefited from remembering Whoop.
Yes.
And maybe, like, you know, like, really sitting down, because I have been visualizing how it's going to mm-hmm. look, but I don't think, like, enough. Because I think I kind of need that, mm-hmm. So I don't get stressed out.
Right. I mean, yeah, because you could even just be visualizing. What if you hate whatever they do? Like, it just doesn't look the way you thought, and then how you're gonna, like, address that? I mean, if it's paint, you just paint another color. It's just kind of annoying, you know.
Yeah.
So that's mm-hmm. what I like. Yeah, if I hate it. Then, mm-hmm. you know, like, I had door get repainted or something, and the guy had used a paint chip from it, and he matched mm-hmm. the color, and then he's painting, and then I'm like, hey, it doesn't look right. He's like, hey, this is your freaking paint. This is from...
Oh, no.
Yeah, he's like, this came from your door. Like, it's just matching it. I'm like, oh, wait, okay. It's not your problem, buddy. I'll figure it out. But, yeah, so, yeah, I think it's... Yeah, just, you know, the worst case scenario and then what the plan is, you know, and that's mm-hmm. what I think I got from it. It's just thinking about what's the worst thing can happen. You have a plan. And then if it happens, you're like, okay, I already thought about this, you know, and
right.
it's all good. So, yeah. Okay.
Yes.
Well, I'm glad we got to talk about it and I didn't just do this episode by myself.
And if he had, it probably would have been fine.
Yeah, I don't think so. See, I already was worst case scenario. Like, no, it's not.
It wasn't
going to be that great, you know. And so everybody, they can go and check out the show notes. It'll have the Happiness Lab podcast mm-hmm. link there on the show notes. And it'll also have that professor from NYU. And that's a couple other resources from Psychology Today. You know, and I think it's the book that professor from NYU also, what she wrote. So, yeah. Thanks for being on the show again, you know.
Yes. Thanks for having me. It's always fun.
All right. All right. Super interesting, right? So you can check out the links, like I just said. They're going to be all on the show notes. And I would, you know, it's kind of meta, right? We're like a podcast talking about a podcast. But I haven't got all through the episodes of the Happiness Lab. And then I think she's done the course. You know, that's from Dr. Lori DeSantos. Anyway, I think it's worth listening. There's a lot of interesting concepts. And I have it linked in the show notes for you. Like what you're hearing? Go ahead and subscribe, rate, and review the podcast. You can also share the podcast on Instagram and tag me at LiveByViv. As far as my music, it's The Croft by Joachim Karud. And everything we talked about in this episode can be found in the show notes on livebyviv.com. Okay, and remember, don't mix in because you don't need to.